All right, welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. Today we're tackling something that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be helpful for all of us.
Sure.
It's
for
about
sure. Absolutely.
How we can transform what we think of as our shortcomings
right.
into strengths.
Yeah. Those have parts of ourselves that we're maybe not so happy with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you've got a great text to help us with this.
Yeah. What is it called again?
It's called 10 Ways to Encourage Yourself and Transform Shortcomings into Strengths.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, when I first saw this title, I was like,
oh, I know what you mean.
Oh, come on. Is this going to be another one of those, like,
totally,
you know, overly optimistic, everything's fine,
right.
self-help things.
Right,
but,
yeah.
But when I actually started reading it,
yeah,
there were some things in here.
Well, what was it that kind of caught your eye in it?
Yeah.
What stood out to you?
You know, one of the things that I thought was really interesting was this whole idea of reframing negative self-talk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which, again,
that's a classic.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, just think positive. Think positive.
Yeah.
But they really went a lot deeper than that in this. And they were talking about, like,
oh, really?
Really changing, like, how we think about the experiences.
Yeah.
On, like, a neurological level.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that's where,
like, really rewiring.
That's where they bring in that idea of neuroplasticity.
Exactly.
Which basically means that
I was gonna say,
our brains aren't fixed.
Right.
Like, we used to think.
That's not like a.
You know, and every time we think a thought, especially if it's a repeated thought,
right.
we're actually reinforcing certain neural pathways.
Yeah.
So if you're constantly telling yourself, you know, I'm terrible at this. I can't do this.
Right.
I'm a failure.
You're just strengthening those negative pathways.
You're actually making it more likely that you'll think that way again in the future.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is that we can.
Where's the flip side?
Yeah. We can consciously shift our language and our thinking.
Right.
And start building new pathways.
So, like, instead of.
So, for example.
Saying, I messed that up.
Yeah.
You could say.
You could say something like.
Well, okay, what can I learn from this
yeah,
for next time?
Exactly. Yeah. So you're literally different.
Rewiling your brain.
Yeah.
To focus on growth and possibility.
Instead of dwelling on that negative.
Rather than dwelling on the negative.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not about denying the challenges.
Right.
It's about changing how we respond to them.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's the
right.
real key there. Is
yeah.
that it's not about pretending that,
right.
you know, everything's perfect or that
yeah.
you're not going to have these
yeah.
challenges, these setbacks, these failures, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's about how you yeah.
think about them and how you respond to them.
And how you
yeah.
use them to move forward.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, another one of the things they talk about in here
mm-hmm.
is this idea of celebrating small wins.
Oh, yeah.
Which.
I love that one.
I know. Again, it's kind of one of those things where I'm always like.
Yeah, it can sound a little cheesy.
Yeah, a little bit cheesy. Like,
yeah,
really,
yeah.
do I have to, like, you know, break out the party hats every time I
right.
you know, do something? But
yeah.
But they made this really interesting connection
mm-hmm.
to the psychology of motivation.
Yeah, how so?
And it's about how, you know.
Yeah, how does that work?
Small wins actually trigger the release of dopamine.
Oh, interesting.
In our brains.
Yeah.
Which is a neurotransmitter
right.
that's associated with pleasure.
Pleasure and reward, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like you're actually
yeah.
kind of hacking your brain's
right.
reward system.
Right. So it creates this positive feedback loop
exactly.
where you achieve something,
uh-huh.
even if it's a small thing.
Yeah.
You feel good,
uh-huh.
and that motivates you to keep going.
Right. And so it's not
just, not just,
it's not just about
feeling good in the moment. Yeah. It's actually building momentum toward bigger goals.
You're building momentum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
and it's training you to see.
Training your brain.
Yeah.
To see progress
yeah.
and to find satisfaction in the journey,
right.
not just the destination.
It's not just about the end goal. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think this is all
yeah.
pretty cool in theory.
Right.
But what does it actually look like
yeah, how do we,
in practice?
How do we actually...
How do we use this?
Yeah.
Well, the text actually lays out
okay.
10 concrete
okay.
strategies.
All right. So
which
10 ways
really
to encourage yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
But before we jump into those.
Okay.
I think it would be helpful for our listener.
Yeah.
To kind of think about,
okay.
maybe just pick one
okay.
personal shortcoming that they struggle with.
Okay.
You know?
Got one in mind.
Something that they yep. would like to change or that they feel like,
okay.
you know, is holding them back in some way.
All right. Got it.
Okay.
Now try to see that trait
okay.
through a different lens.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And that makes me think about that analogy.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Of kintsugi.
Oh, yeah. I love that one.
Where they repair broken pottery.
With gold.
With
yeah.
gold. And
yeah.
they highlight the cracks.
It's beautiful.
As
yeah.
part of the beauty of the object.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's.
And it's not about hiding those imperfections.
Right.
It's about making them part of.
Yeah. Embracing those imperfections.
The story. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
what if your perceived flaw.
Yeah. What if that thing.
You think is a strength.
That you think is a flaw.
In a different context.
It's actually a strength.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so interesting.
So for example.
Yeah.
Someone who's overly cautious, right? Always worried about what could go wrong, might actually be an exceptional planner.
Right.
They're anticipating those potential problems.
They're thinking ahead.
Before they even arose.
Yeah, they're seeing things that other people aren't seeing.
Exactly. Or someone who's highly sensitive, you know, maybe takes things a little too personally,
right.
could possess incredible empathy.
Right.
They're able to connect deeply with other people's emotions.
Yeah, that's really interesting because I think that so often
we tend to
like squash those parts of ourselves.
Yeah.
You know,
we try to fit in.
We want to fit in. We want to be.
Yeah, we've tried to fit in.
We want to fit in. We want to be.
Yeah.
You know.
Be like everyone else.
Like everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what if those.
But our differences are.
And those unique qualities are actually what make us special.
Yeah. And help us to stand out.
And allow us to, you know, contribute something.
Yeah.
Really valuable to the world.
And this is making me think about my own tendency to overthink things.
Oh, yeah. Which all have our things, right?
Yeah. And it can be paralyzing sometimes, I'll admit. But I've also realized that it makes me a really good editor.
Oh, interesting.
Like I can spot inconsistencies.
Okay.
And plot holes that other people might miss.
Because you're thinking about...
Because I'm in my head, I'm like going through every possible...
You're already three steps ahead.
Scenario.
Yeah.
And so...
That's great. So you've turned that...
So it can be a strength.
Into a strength.
Yeah, if I use it...
Absolutely.
In the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
And speaking of these 10 strategies...
Yeah, let's go back to those.
Yeah, there's one that I'm really drawn to,
Which one?
Embracing constructive criticism.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they talk about how to shift your perspective from defensiveness to curiosity.
Oh, interesting.
So like instead of getting upset when somebody points out a flaw, you instead
ask yourself, what can I learn from this?
Yeah, what can I learn from this feedback?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really powerful.
It's a powerful shift, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's really reframing criticism as an opportunity.
As a gift.
For growth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than a personal attack.
Not as a threat.
Yeah.
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 So we've talked about reframing negative self-talk.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrating small wins.
Yeah.
Embracing constructive criticism.
Yeah. Those are some.
And what's really hitting home for me is how interconnected.
Powerful strategy.
All of this is. It's not about.
It's not about.
Magically erasing.
Our so-called flaws. Right.
You know.
Yeah.
It's about understanding them, leveraging them.
Understanding them,
And using them as fuel for growth.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Use them as fuel for growth.
Yeah.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
And you know what?
What are you trying to think? Instead of trying to fix ourselves,
we could,
focused on
instead of trying to fix ourselves,
becoming more whole.
We focus on becoming more whole.
Embracing all aspects of who we are.
Embracing every part of ourselves.
The good, the bad.
The good and the bad.
The in between.
And the in between.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That is a really
It's a journey, isn't it?
A powerful thought.
Yeah.
To leave
a lifelong journey.
Our listeners with
But it's a worthwhile one.
If you want to dive deeper
absolutely
into all 10 strategies.
I highly recommend checking out.
We highly recommend checking out the full text, 10 ways to encourage yourself.
Yeah. Great stuff.
Until next time.
All right. Until next time.
Happy exploring.
Yeah. Happy exploring, everybody. Bye.